Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are taking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receiveth us, we appreciateth it.
Oh, shit.
We're going to be here the next couple of hours live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for sitting in with us in our fireside chat.
In our waterless fireside chat.
God damn it.
It's another. We live in an ancient building built sometime in the Ming Dynasty or the Dong Dynasty. The Wang Dynasty.
I'm from the Dong Dynasty.
And we're getting wanged because the water's out again here at Crab Diving Studios.
Long Duck Dong, name the character. I mean, name the movie from which the character is from. You can do it.
John Hughes. I don't remember.
John Hughes. 16 Candles.
Oh, I don't, yeah. Oh, there
John
you go.
Hughes directed 16 Candles starring, sure. God damn it, Anthony Molly Michael Hall.
And Molly Ringwald.
Right. What happened to those guys? They were like everything way back when.
And then Molly Ringwald's still around. So is Anthony Michael Hall. He's acting in some.
Yes.
I think he's in some sci-fi show now or something like that. And Molly Ringwald is.
He's in space.
Molly Ringwald is a nun.
Is she really?
No, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
I'm married.
That shit up.
Is she married to Jesus now or what?
Yeah, the Bride of Christ. It was always so creepy when they talk about it that way, right?
Well, that's the Catholics, right?
Well, yeah. Do they have other nuns?
I mean, I don't know.
You guys
know.
Don't have nuns, do they?
Nuns.
Methodist nuns?
Nuns.
Nuns?
Nuns for Methodist.
Communicate with us during the show if you'd like, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep our eye holes peeled on our Twitter account, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yay.
And apparently the Brit Awards are on right now. So
hello.
A lot of the Brit Awards shit is trending
right
now.
What does that mean?
Like, we don't give a shit. It's their Oscars, you know, their
right.
Music / Oscars.
They have music?
One Direction, Little Mix, I see.
I mean, aside from the Beatles and the Stones.
One Direction.
What music from England?
One Direction.
Good. One Direction starring Zayn. Go fuck
no
yourself.
No longer following Zayn.
He's going off on his own.
Or no longer starring Zayn. He's off on his own, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tornado Watch. God, there was a tornado last night near Crab Diving East, the Pensacola offices.
Ooh.
Of the where we were.
That's right.
Over the holidays.
My mama told me that
everything's okay though.
The storm out in the middle of the Gulf was 3 miles high.
Wow.
Can you imagine that shit? Fuck that, dude. That is terrifying.
Yeah, and I guess there was some shit knocked down, right? And then were there people hurt?
I don't even fucking know. All I know is my brother got a message on his iPhone telling him to retreat to a storm shelter, of which he did not.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, he ignored it.
Jason
on the iPhone. I believe he ignored it. Damn. I asked him how everything was going, and he replied, it's okay.
There you go. Why waste all that wordage?
Yay.
I don't think anyone, thankfully, was killed, but it said it cut a 2-mile path of destruction through Pensacola. A tornado ripped through the county, Escambia County, Florida. last night.
Perfect.
2 mile long path from North Point Boulevard to Scenic Highway. I know where Scenic Highway is. I remember that one.
That's near the bay.
The most severe was the Moorings Apartments. Three buildings were heavily damaged, including partial collapse.
No,
24
shit.
Units were destroyed.
God must be angry. But why? There's so much Jesus there. Why would God smite Pensacola with yet another storm?
Maybe there were a couple of guys playing with each other's butts.
That's what it is. And God just zeroed in on it.
Right.
What's going on in that apartment complex?
I see one in the Moorings in Escambia County.
Yay. I mean, really, after God smites you over and over again with storms and tropical whatnot, at what point are you like, you know what, guys? Fuck this shit. Seriously. I don't want to.
I'm done with smitage.
Yeah.
I'm finished with smite. Oh, thank you. I'm finished with smitage.
No more smitage.
Oh, cool. They've got a video of a water spout over Lake Pontchartrain in Louisiana.
Oh, cool.
Massive water spout that formed during yesterday's storms. You know, all a water spout is,
right.
It's a fucking tornado on the water.
Yeah, it throws fish. Sometimes your yard gets littered with fish and sea life.
Oh, yeah, they pick up shit, right?
Yeah, I got a seal on my doorstep.
Oh.
Can you imagine? It'd be horrible. A big walrus.
There used to be a great tower. Not that kind
what
of seal.
What is that?
That seal.
Oh, yeah. The kiss from a
that's
rose
what, yeah.
on a seal.
You know what? That would be really bad if you found that seal on
your... My pleasure, my pain.
If you found that seal on your porch after, after he was... After a storm.
Oh, God.
I don't know if he'd be well.
Right. Who was he married to? They broke up. Sad.
Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Okay.
So, all kinds of shit going on in politics news, right-wing shitbaggery, douchebaggery, assholery, fuckwatery, et cetera. Follow us, like I said, on the Twitter. You can communicate with us. Don't forget. You can also follow our Facebook page. Lots of conversations going on there.
Yay.
We put stories we don't get to hear, memes.
Memes.
And all kinds of shit. Brand new sparkling feature over on the Facebook, if you're into the Facebook thing. Before, people for years have been complaining about if you put up a story about, you know, like an AIDS baby or something.
Sure.
That you think it's important to get out. But you don't like the story. It's not, great, there's another baby with AIDS. Awesome. Right. Like.
Now you can give it a heart.
Now you can give it a heart or a saddy face.
Can you give the post AIDS?
There's like.
No.
Love.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Perfect.
Wow.
Great.
Sad.
Wonderful.
And angry.
Jesus
this
Christ.
This makes me angry. I remember when they were, I read something about.
That's stupid, man.
How they were experimenting with this.
Yes.
And. At one point, they had an unlike button.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't like this, but I thank you for posting kind of a deal.
Any potential to make human beings even more mean to each other?
Negative. You're right.
Via the internet?
Right.
Does Mark Zuckerberg want to make the internet more fucking mean? Is that possible?
But they, God. I guess they opted against that one. So you can just say it makes you mad or something. Like that. You can't say, I don't like this.
Fuck you.
We used to have somebody who was commenting before. He hasn't commented that much before recently. Or he comments now, but I think he figured it out.
Right.
He kept saying, I do not like this crab diving.
I do not.
He would comment, I do not like this, but I am glad you posted about it. I do not like this.
I love people like that.
Figuring out the Facebook.
Demonstrative. That guy's got opinions and shit. But let us all remember that we are still the product. And every time we click, share, like something, although do that with crab diving on Facebook, but we are Mark Zuckerberg's little fucking bitch.
Sure.
And all the shareholders of Facebook.
Right. Anything,
God.
Any service online that's free, you're the product.
You are the bitch.
I mean, that's just what it is.
It's the way it is, man.
You be the product.
Yay.
It's a beautiful Wednesday here, hump day in Southern California.
Dee 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 dee.
Sun is shining, the birds are singing, the
Fuck
hookers
you.
Are walking.
Oh, yes. Walking as opposed to shuffling.
Well, you know.
That's one shuffling hookah.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Don't
drag your feet, baby.
I'm just trying to see what's going on here. And we can see what's going on in the headlines before we get to all the fun stories here on Crab Diving Hump
Day. Oh, my God.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 24th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington the Post.
Fuck you.
There is, you know, last night we had... I'm assuming this might be one of the headlines. There was a little Caucasian last night.
Oh, yes.
In,
do you mean a caucus?
Well, it was Republican.
A little Caucasian, so like both. In Time Bandits?
It was Republican, so both.
Why were all the Time Bandits white? It just dawned on me. In that Terry Gilliam movie,
well, maybe
all the little people in that fucking movie were white.
Racist.
There was no fucking diversity.
They're racist.
Yeah. Racist bandits.
Damn,
I never thought of that. What the fuck?
Maybe
the movie, it didn't take place in the 50s.
Huh?
The movie wasn't shot in the 50s.
Well, maybe they couldn't find a little person of color that was a good enough actor.
That's total bullshit right there. That's not true. That's not true. You can't tell me there's not a little person of color that's great.
How many dwarf black guys do you think are out there? I mean, I'm sure it's a small, no
right?
pun, segment of the population. And then how many are actors? I mean, there's got to be like two, and they probably work all the fucking time.
Siri, I need all the dwarf.
All the little brown
people
guys.
Of color that are also thespians.
Right. Beep, beep.
I love
that. Have you seen that commercial for that? I forget what the name of it is, but it's Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yes.
Does the commercial for it.
Homophobe.
And he wakes up and Jason Schwartzman's calling him from prison.
Who the fuck is Jason Schwartzman?
He's an actor.
Did he fuck the pie?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that might. Wait. I know. No.
He did not fuck the pie. Then I don't know who he is.
It's another actor, though, of that.
All right.
And maybe that is Jason Schwartzman. Regardless.
Did Jason Schwartzman fuck the pie,
Siri? A young semi-favorite actor who did not fuck a pie in a movie.
Fuck the pie.
Is in his commercial where he calls from jail. Baldwin wakes up in his underwear somewhere and answers. He's like, oh, okay. And then Jason says, you made it. You're alive.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin says, why? What happened? And then he asks some kiosk that's sitting on his table. I forget what the name of it is. It's like, I don't know. Let's call her Wanda. He's like, he goes, Wanda, tell me the news. And this thing goes, beep. Last night, Jason Schwartzman and Alec Baldwin got into a fight with paparazzi and mooned the world and were drunken and something like that.
That's funny.
So, and then he says, Wanda, order me some, he looks at his socks and his socks are torn. And he's like, Wanda, order me some new Brunellis or whatever the hell the name of his socks are. And
she's
oh, socks are ordered. So obviously it's some sort of computer deal that you talk to.
Yes.
Some kind of service.
It's amazing.
That's like Siri, but it's in your house and shit.
Oh,
I'd be worried.
God. Boy, somebody opens up, hey, Wanda, let me into...
Well, what if you accidentally say something that sounds similar, or somebody shows up with an accent or some shit, and next thing you know, you're getting a 18 pizzas delivered to your house or some
Wanda,
shit like that.
Wanda, unlock my gun, see?
Or a
That's
hooker.
That's the
Maybe
problem.
Maybe a Craigslist hooker or something.
Yes. Wanda.
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 Go on.
Does
men
Wanda,
seeking women for me, please.
Does Wanda keep tabs on how many times Alex uses the F word during his day?
Oh, I don't know if
Wanda
that's
doesn't
a
have
lot
a
of computing power. Yeah,
Wanda's smoking out of the ears.
The headline at the HuffPo. There's photograph of Marco Rubio.
Hello, Marco.
De Florida.
Oui, oui.
And the headline says, "System glitch. Will he ever win a state?"
No.
Question mark.
No, you fucking loser. You ain't winning jack fucking shit, baby.
He not only didn't win in Nevada,
no.
He got just just cock slapped by the Trump.
What? No, wait. Are you saying he was schlonged?
He was schlonged by the Trump.
Rubio, schlonged.
But the number that makes me happy is that Ted Cruz came in third.
Oh, that's funny.
Makes me happy, happy,
wait,
happy.
Wait. Where was Rubio? Was he second?
Yeah, second.
Second banana?
But 2 points behind.
I mean, that's... Now it's like, what's the point? Oh, 22. Is that even a second place finish?
Well, it's way back there.
But let me guess. Rubio is saying he won. It's positive. He's delusional.
HuffPo says Marco Rubio just lost to Donald Trump for the fourth time in a row.
Yeah.
When Marco Rubio finished third in Iowa, he said he was. He went out and said he was the real winner because he was talking about that 3-2-1 strategy.
Oh, yes.
And it ended up being 3-5-2.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He lost both of those states. The National Review was calling Nevada his firewall, meaning if he didn't win Tuesday night, they thought he was just all kinds of different ways of fucked.
Pick away anyway.
Right.
Pick a hole, any hole. It'll be occupied. How sad for Ted Cruz.
That really makes me
third
happy.
Third place! What a fucking loser. Hey, Ted, where's your Jesus now, bitch?
And really?
Where's your fucking Jesus now?
For no other reason, mainly.
Yes?
Other than the fact that he's a pole-vaulting cocklick. Not that there's anything wrong with cocklick dicks.
A pole-vaulting cocklick?
Cocklick dick.
Cocklick dick.
He's an asshole.
Yeah,
and everybody hates him. And he not been an asshole.
Yes.
Obviously, nobody cares about your politics on the Republican side.
They don't give
the more heinous, the better, actually.
You got fascist McGee with a comb over talking about punching protesters and building walls nothing substantive. And he's winning.
Did you hear his crotch spawn last night? I think it was.
Or his son?
Yeah. They were talking. Essentially, he was like, it's an amazing thing that he's got and that Donald's got, and basically he said it's a great thing that Donald wants to punch these protesters in the face.
Why is that great?
That's weren't his exact words, but that was the message you got, was that something. There's something special about Donald that he wants to beat the shit out of protesters.
I mean, there is some optimism to be found in all of this shit. Nobody gives two fucks about the evangelicals. No one seems to really be caring that Tom Cruise is blowing Jesus and Marco Rubio is
Ted
big
Cruz.
Into the... Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is blowing Xenu.
Are they related? There's no relation there. Okay. Who is Raphael more proud of? His son who's losing to a game show, reality show host, or... his other son that just makes these amazing films that are just wonderful.
Well, Tom Cruise is it's not his real name.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, is that, what's Tom's name for real?
Smith. I almost said Mapplethorpe. No, that's...
Is it really?
No.
Thomas Mapplethorpe.
Mapplethorpe was the artist who was famous for really extreme homosexual torture kind of pictures.
Shit,
he
man.
Was the guy that did the piss Christ that pissed everyone off. Remember, it was a jar of urine with a crucifix dunked in it.
Oh, I could have done that.
Well, but he did it first.
Well, the problem would be, what size was the jar? Because every jar I can think of, compared to every crucifix I've seen lying about, I don't know how you'd fit it in there.
How
do you fit it in there?
I never saw it.
How do you fit Jesus in a jar?
A live demonstration of piss Christ.
You can't
put
baby in a corner, Jesus in a jar. That wingspan Jesus has when he's totally crucified, he's extended on either side, dude.
But Mapplethorpe was the guy who...
he might have put it in there at an angle. Maybe that's how he made it work.
He was the guy who... was like the big censorship.
Oh, yeah.
How do you censor? What's art? What isn't? Of the 80s, maybe?
Who is more, his influence does more, Tom Cruise or this Tom Mapplethorpe gentleman?
Please clap.
You fucking loser. You're a loser, too.
Please clap.
My mom, during the storm, we were texting back and forth, and she kept writing, please clap.
It's quite amazing. It really is.
God, it's the gaggle of losers that the Republicans put up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So laughable.
Right.
Rubio is a tremendous loser. Cruz, an even bigger loser. And all the other ones, negligible. They're not even on the fucking radar.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Christie is back. I was going to say slithered, but there's nothing about that big round ball that could slither.
Oh, yes. He rolls. How many governors ran against Trump and couldn't win? Think about that, dude.
Well,
Kasich?
What's interesting is there's...
whatever his name is.
I was going to say there's no governors left. Kasich is left, but essentially there's no governors left. The top three are... Rubio, Cruz, and Donald, and there's just no way.
Jeb Bush was elected governor. Chris Christie, elected governor. Fucking Fat Fuck McGee was the governor, right?
Sure.
Arkansas, what's his name? I don't even remember his name. The big fat guy, flesh couch.
Oh, Huckabee.
Huckabee, mm-hmm. Governor. They didn't come close
mm-hmm.
to beating what you're right. What was your tweet? A reality show contest?
Chill. Yeah, they both gave speeches like they won, completely ignoring the fact that they both just lost to a TV reality shill.
Man.
Reality TV show shill or something like that.
That just blows my mind.
It's crazy.
How are these Republicans like walking around and looking at themselves in like the mirror? They, you know, are any of them on suicide watch?
There's just so much just anger, and they hate and loathe and despise Obama right. so much, as is evidenced with this Supreme Court thing, where they're just like the turtle guy from Kentucky, just like, we're not even going to look at anybody. Don't even bother sending anybody up.
Yeah.
Don't even bother sending anyone. It's going to be a year. And then you're asking for... a new president to have to go through a vetting process and go through their process to choose. It might be a year and a half before we get a fucking ninth chair filled on the Supreme Court because of those twents. Because there's a black guy in the office. That's why.
So fucked up. What is wrong with us? How have we maneuvered our government into some weird position that we are beholden to these right-wing nut job white fuck faces? Like they're gumming up the works. Most people want hearings for a justice, right? Probably.
Right.
But so why are these people fucking it all up then?
Because the extreme ass wipes of the base don't want it. You know, there's even on our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like us.
There was a battle going on about that, and this somebody listed a poll that said like 60-70% of the country is like, look, you got to fill the spot. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Of everybody.
You got to do your fucking job.
Then there's
dude.
A couple of guys on our page that are just like, no, they're speaking for me. I don't want Obama to get another one. I don't want Obama to tip the balance of the court. Well, the court balance has been tipped to conservatives. That's what they're pissed about. They're like, they're saying, we don't care who's president. We don't care what the fucking country has said. We still want a conservative majority on the courts, or we're not going to vote for anybody.
Are the conservatives more concerned about having a lib president or more lib justices? It sounds like the justice thing is freaking them the fuck out.
Well, right. They know it's a much bigger deal. It really is, because, I mean... for us, it's a big deal, too. Let's think about this. You know these twents are going to postpone it. They're just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And so the next president gets in, clutch your chest. President Trump gets in and is now going to name not only Scalia's, but, you know, Ginsburg's way up there.
It shouldn't
Kennedy's
happen.
Way up there.
It shouldn't happen.
The next president could name... maybe three or more. Are you talking about tipping the balance?
What the fuck, man?
So
this shouldn't happen. I mean, we really should be. Obama should be sitting down with the leadership over there at the Republicans saying, listen, man,
right?
You're out of your fucking
mind. They're great friends.
If you think I am not appointing. You aren't going to hear my justice.
Well, he is. He sent him a three-word message. Do your jobs.
Do your job. I love it.
So he's going to send somebody. He's going to choose somebody, and he's going to send it as a big, giant fuck you to them.
We need some dirty shit going on. If I was Obama's little a toady, I would say, hey, look at this child porn, Mitch the Bitch McConnell. I just planted all over your Republican laptop. So what do you think about that shit?
In Nevada last night.
Nevada? But we talked about you're pronouncing it wrong.
Donald.
Say it the Mexican way.
No, Nevada is the way. Nevada is the way a person who speaks Spanish would say it. Nevada.
Nevada.
But I guess it's Nevada.
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 What a shithole.
Donald Trump, 45.9% of the vote.
What a shithole.
Marco Rubio, 23%. 22% lead for the Donald.
Oh, God.
Ted Cruz, 21%.
Sad.
Oh.
What did he say? What was his speech like, Ted, when he conceded Nevada?
I don't know.
Is he just sad?
I didn't get to see any of that. I didn't see that one.
My first question would be, Ted, I have a question. Do you feel that your Jesus is forsaking you in your time of need? And if you don't feel that way, please explain why God didn't help you in this election.
His dad was on interviewed again, and from what I could discern, to try to figure out what the hell the man's saying, he said that God sent a message to Ted Cruz's wife. That's what would force the ultimate decision.
Oh, shit.
For them to run.
Right. Okay.
This is what people are basing the fact that they think they're qualified to run for the most powerful position on the planet, basically, is that she heard a fucking voice in her head and it told her to tell him to run.
Right.
That makes me feel great.
Wonderful. It sounds like you need an extra pill.
Right.
You need some fucking meds. You're hearing voices. I don't understand, though. I mean, God anointed this dude.
You sounded like Shatner.
Oh, really?
You did a line just like Shatner. You went, God anointed. Anyway, sorry.
This dude. I'll do the whole show like Shat. The Shat.
The Shat.
Welcome to Crab Diving. Fuck you.
Well, let's see what the drudges are saying. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Oh, they're laughing.
So
they're pointing and laughing at Rubio,
who
is still running around saying, but
fuck you.
Here's what's the funny part is that the Republican establishment, let's say, is still in fucking denial. They're in such fucking denial that Donald J. Trump is probably going to get the fucking nomination for their party.
You would think.
And they're trying to coalesce behind Rubio. All of a sudden, now that Jebediah left, they're like, okay, let's get the Cuban dude from Florida. Fine, put him in front.
Please clap. Please clap.
And
what a bunch of assholes.
And so now he's going to be the establishment one. They're shaving his balls and getting ready to send him out.
We're manscaping! Presidential manscaping.
But he's got problems. One of which is he's not winning. Nobody's voting for him.
Right.
He's coming in second and third, and he's like, woohoo, I'm the best.
Are you saying not winning in an election is a problem? They're not winning.
Not winning one or two at the beginning is okay.
But now they're just not winning.
But we're 4 in now, and he's 0-4, 0-5.
He's 0.
And
but they're coalescing behind this 0.
And as long as Tedley Cruz, as Rafael, Eduardo Rafael Cruz, as long as he's in it, he's going to split the anti-Trump vote. Right?
Yes.
And it's going to be Rubio and him getting 20 points each time, and the Donald getting 40, 45 points each time, 30, 40 points, but still ending up with most right. of the delegates. He's already ahead, way ahead in delegates. Right. Once he gets to that magic number, fuck all to everybody else.
Fuck all. Hello. I want me magic number.
Who do you think he's going to pick as a...
Trump?
You can't predict, because you would say the logical thing would be for him to pick an evangelical.
An establishment guy.
Nobody believes
right.
that he's evangelical for an instant.
Yes.
But we're talking about Trump here, so nobody... Even so there's evangelicals that fucking lick his knob and and are
lick me knob
right and just because they love his strength right his big strong manly oh, yes. white his, American muscles
his grip I don't know who he's gonna pick. Do you think he'll pick a woman? Do you think he'll pick a woman?
Sarah Palin?
Yeah, why not? I mean, she has tons of supporters. Everybody loves her. She's well-spoken.
None of the above.
well-informed!
The headline over the Drudge Report.
I wish you would pick Sarah Palin. That would be so fucking amazing. I mean, for this show, anyway.
Oh, she probably... It's run through her mind, but that'll never happen. He's not that dumb.
I mean, you really can't have a vice president who's... You know, I don't mean to make it about her family, who has a kid that wakes up in the morning, grabs the AK-47, beats the shit out of his girlfriend or whoever, her wife, and then she lets her son stand on the dock, heartbeat away, no thanks.
Right. Over at the Drudge Report, the monosyllabic... The place where all the drudges hang out.
Fuck you.
Right wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our
ah, damn it. I mean, it's hilarious, but at the same time, it burns.
Terrifying.
It hurts.
The headline over at the Drudge Report says Clinton world to scorch the earth.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Benghazi.
It leads to BuzzFeed.
Baby.
Surprisingly, not WND or Breitbart.
Yes.
Over to a BuzzFeed, and it says the only strategy for Hillary Clinton is to scorch the earth. This is by Ben Smith, editor over at BuzzFeed, editor-in-chief.
Burn that shit down, man.
And it says if Hillary Clinton... he says, if Hillary Clinton manages to beat Bernie Sanders, the early primaries have already revealed there's only one strategy.
Yes.
To the general election against a Republican, whether it's Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, or Ted Cruz, scorch the earth.
Oh, shit.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean? I mean, really, does that mean that the Dems are trying to... Burn, like, if they can't have the presidency, they're going to burn it down and leave it in shambles for the Republicans? Is that what they're getting at? Kind of like what the Republicans did to the Democrats at the end of George Bush's administration?
This dude says...
you know what I mean?
That it was supposed to be a movement in the fantasy land. It was going to be women all over, 20s, 30s, 40s, throughout every... would rally with and black people... would rally around her the way everyone did around Obama, but it ain't happening. He says nobody's that excited about Hillary Clinton. Young voters, women, and men aren't coming around. She lost a resounding 82% of voters under 30 in Nevada.
Oh, shit. Well, wait a second.
Bernie won the young vote.
Let's calm down for a second.
Big time.
Let's think about the people 18 to 29... The brain surgeons living in Nevada.
Yes.
Now, I'm not trying to be a snot or a little asshole or anything, but do you think those are the most informed, well-thought-out folks in America? I mean, we're talking
about... it's probably mostly like Vegas and
Millennials
Reno.
In Vegas! I mean, fuck them!
Because how many Democrats...
stupid!
How many Democrats are out in the middle of nowhere in fucking Nevada? Right. You know, it's gotta... Most of the Democrat vote has gotta be concentrated in the cities.
Dude, you take Millennials, and then you take Vegas, you fucking mesh it, grind it up together, and you get like... I don't even know what you get. What is that? Stupidity.
Vegas fucks millennials.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're voting for? They're all on fucking drugs. God, I sound like an asshole. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Kids these days.
Yeah. Right. Vegas millennials. But seriously, gross.
They're hoping that Democrats are now left to hope that the Republican Party will make a campaign out of fear.
What?
Easy by nominating a candidate campaigning on bigotry. Oh, so they're saying that this guy's point, I guess, from what I can glean from just skimming it, is that just now, is that he is saying it isn't the giant vaginal movement that it was going to be.
We've got a free floating vag.
That
please.
Young women are not picking up the banner and saying, yeah, 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 finally a woman.
What did you call it? The vag movement?
Vaginal movement.
The vaginal movement.
But it's going to... Ooh, that's see your doctor if you have vaginal movements.
No, it's coming this way.
But I guess he's saying that it's just going to be a slugfest and...
Snail trail.
The best way to do to get Democrats out then is going to be to scare them.
I agree. Hey, listen, I agree. And that's what we should do. Listen, Donald Trump is running for president. Now he could win. Now he could be the czar of America. If you're a lib and you're at home, put the fucking bong down and run and vote for whoever's right. running against Trump.
Well, that's why we want Trump. Trump will be one of the easier ones to beat because, I mean,
he's going to take away your fucking marijuana. That's true.
No, Trump's not going to take away our marijuana.
Did he say that? The Republicans are going to do that. That's a Republican thing. They hate drugs.
No, he's not going to say that.
No.
Chris Christie was the only one in that load of assholes, I remember, that actually said he came out against, outwardly, openly against marijuana.
If you think for one second you Republicans are going to vote in a candidate who's going to send us back to the dark ages, meeting some shitbag drug dealer somewhere going through that thing again,
it's not
going to
happen.
You can fuck right off because that's bullshit. I'm not doing that again.
So, they're saying that it's going to be
damn it.
You know, we can't have a racist, misogynist, Islamophobe,
right?
Narcissist loon in the White House. So, vote Hillary.
Woo-hoo. Well, I mean, the other thing is like, what if you live on the border? What if you live on the border and, you know, you've got these great windows and everything, and all of a sudden all the direct sunlight that used to come in your house is blocked by that gigantic fucking wall dickhead put up? Yeah. What are you going to do about that, man?
Well, I'm thinking there's not a lot of, like, primo land right down there along that Texas-Mexico border.
God, I mean...
I'm thinking there's not a lot of huge condos that have been built there with a great view of... the other side.
Dude, if he gets elected and doesn't build that fucking wall, I mean, surely to God. I mean, think about George Bush, the greater, the senior. What's he known for?
Where are we going to get $8 billion?
I don't know. Mexico. You're not listening to his speeches?
Read my lips, no more taxes.
That's what he's known for. He fucking lied, right?
Papa, yeah.
He said one thing and now he lied. If Trump doesn't build that goddamn wall, Is he going to catch hell from his base? Or, no, not really. They won't care. Who knows?
I
who knows?
I don't know what it takes to catch hell from that base.
Oh,
I do. Be black.
I was about to say. Listen. I'm going to introduce you to some Trump supporters. Now,
I think Trump could get caught sucking a dick. And he'd still be fine, don't you?
A black dick? I'm talking about a black dick.
I think they'd be okay with that as long as he's not black.
That would be so great. We need to do some focus groups. Like, you know, you pull people, you know, that you're
push
at the mall.
Balls like they did in South Carolina. Call up and be like, now, would your opinion of Donald Trump change if there was a photograph of him wrapping his lips around a big black schlong?
No. Are you? I don't know. But black. I think putting the black in there. Now you have to ask a question. What if it was a white dick? What if an Asian? What if the dick was Latino?
The different spreads, yeah.
Yes. Trying to win an election over here.
Cut versus uncut.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a variable.
Donald Trump has already hinted, I'm reading from BuzzFeed, Donald Trump has already hinted that he plans to attack Clinton as nastily as possible.
Oh, shocker.
On subjects including her husband's infidelity.
Are you surprised?
He thinks it's... Well,
are you shocked that he... What did he say? He's going to attack her as nastily? Yes,
of course.
Oh, fuck. What a shock.
He punched Jeb in the head as he was exiting the ring, for Christ's sake.
He's got low energy.
Everybody else was... Anyway, I don't think he did that, by the way. I think that tweet was a parody account.
A parody twat. The worst.
That he got stuck with.
Bleh.
But it was a great story.
Yeah, yeah.
Nonetheless.
What a dick. He's a fucking dick. I mean, have we ever had a president that's a bigger dick than Donald Trump if he's elected? No.
Oh, maybe, but...
Oh, God,
certainly.
Shit, I mean,
come to think of it, fuck yes, of course we have.
What do you mean? Johnson, LBJ, probably LBJ, was a fucking Nixon. Asshole. LBJ, I mean, God, could you imagine if you're not the secretary, you're in the secretary pool, and you're like, I'm not sucking his dick today.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fired, baby.
Who's on jumbo duty?
Do you think he ever told a woman, if you don't fuck me, I'm throwing you the fuck out of Air Force One? I'm serious. He had people killed, dude. We don't know what the... Allegedly.
We don't know.
We don't know what he fucking did.
Please clap.
He never... I'll tell you what, Jeb.
That's a drop now, by the way. We've got that one.
Oh, awesome. He never said that. He never said, please clap.
Nobody's ever said that.
Except
was it not Peter Pan?
Please clap.
For Tinkerbell.
Do you think he lost his mind? And were you talking to Tinkerbell?
Maybe he was. That should have been what he said. He should have said, I was doing a.
Please clap, or Tinkerbell will die. Isn't that the thing? You had to clamp to clap.
Right. Yeah. You got to clap, and that's where you break the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah. Hacky.
Clinton world scorched the earth, so. This one prominent Obama loyalist mused, it will be her versus a fucking asshole in almost any scenario.
Liquid you for muse.
It's going to be her against a fucking asshole in any scenario.
Who said that?
A prominent Obama loyalist mused.
What is he musing? Is he sitting on a beanbag? He's got a beret on, cheese plate. Muse.
Quote, it's going to be a lot of fear, but she's going to have a lot of room to run.
God.
Really, if any of those tap dancing dickwads make it to the presidency, I just can't imagine her not winning. It's just terrifying. Trump, to me, I don't know. Trump might be the scarier one. They're saying Rubio has historically been the scarier one to the Clinton campaign because he might be moderate enough, plus evangelical. You know, he might just be the toughest one to beat.
Right.
Cruz is loathed and an ideologue.
Yes.
and will will absolutely mobilize the base.
God, you know, now I'm
to get out and vote against him. But Trump, you know, we talked about it the other day.
I know.
We read that HuffPo fucking thing.
Yes.
Go to crabdiving.com. We talked about it, I think, on yesterday's show.
Such a bummer, HuffPo.
iTunes or Stitcher.
What the fuck?
And if you're going to buy anything, buy it through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here. Gives us a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Pay me, baby.
But, yeah, we talked about that yesterday, that HuffPo article that said, you know, here's how Donald Trump could win. Because if it's close enough that the middle rust belt is in play, there's a lot of working class angry white people in that rust belt, that upper Midwest. Fucking Wisconsin, 80-some percent white.
Fuck these Democrats. Fuck them. Hey, listen, I'm gonna sound like Alex fucking Jones here. But now I'm buying into it. I'm buying into it. Okay, Trump is on a mission. His mission is to fucking beat the shit out of everybody in this primary. To beat the living fuck out of them. Mm-hmm. And he wins. And right before the end of the primary, he takes off his fucking mask. And he looks at all these fucking idiot teabaggers, these Republicans, and said, listen, truth is, I detest all of you. You're all tremendous shitheads. You disgust me. There's no fucking way I'd ever vote Republican. I'm a Democrat. I withdraw from this race, and now some of you turds can fight Hillary in the primary after I've crippled you.
Well, there are still those that think.
What do you think?
That at some point he's still going to bail,
right? He's going to rub their noses in it.
That he's some point he's going to bail, and because you know the Clintons put him up to it,
right? Right.
Dan Pfeiffer.
Oh, hey, what up, Danny?
Obama's former communications director.
Oh, shit, am I related to this guy? How fucking awesome.
It's spelled the same way.
Hey, Danny.
Says, no matter who the nominee is, this right. election will feel more like 04
right.
and 012.
Dude, I bet we can get
08.
I'll get an interview with him. He's like my 18th cousin. Let me call him. I don't have his number.
He'd be thrilled to hear
him. I'm going to find him on Facebook.
So I guess we'll have to see what happens. The this person, one person says, if Rubio is the nominee, one issue presents itself clearly. Quote, he will be the first major party in American history who believes that a woman should be forced by law to bring a rapist's baby to term. That'll be the number one... One of the number one attacks against him, yeah. as well it fucking should be.
What is he going to do? Say a woman doesn't want to have this baby, doesn't want to have it, but right. you're going to make the baby, make her have it. What are you going to do, keep her away from stairs?
Well, right. It's that's that scenario.
And what if she does? What if she goes to Mexico or goes to Chile somewhere, has this abortion, comes back? Is she charged with fucking murder?
Well, right. And who do you charge? You charge her? Do you charge the
everybody.
Doctor?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And do you think if some pristine Walton gets her little tummy blasted into and...
That's not how a baby's born, though, by the way. It's not the tummy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I'm trying to...
Per se.
I'm trying to use... It's a family show.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to.
Oh my God!
But
they're having an intestinal child.
A stork comes to visit her, and let's say it's a black stork.
Oh, yes.
You mean to tell me that they want to get her unstorkified?
Oh, yes.
You mean to tell me
de-stork?
A Walton will not be able to get a discreet.
For sure,
Borsioni.
You know what they'll do? They'll just fly somebody in.
This is all against
the poor. Flying some fancy fucking doctor from India.
It's really against the poor. It's really just...
It absolutely. It's class warfare.
More shitting on the poor because...
It's class warfare.
The rich and privileged will always be able to get that shit hoovered out of there.
Right. Who's the dude on MSNBC that... Screams
Can
about
I get
class.
It? Hallelujah.
Listen, you freak. I don't. Please quit fucking with me. She is insane. No, who's a wacko on MSNBC that's screaming about class warfare? It's class warfare.
Oh,
she says that all the time. I mean, I agree with what Chris Hayes.
I don't know which one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You like Chris Hayes?
Yeah, I do like Chris Hayes.
My mom likes Chris Hayes.
Speaking of racism and stupidity,
Chris
and
Hayes,
white privilege,
totally.
And no, I mean,
what if he was Chris a racist Hayes. In real life and Chris Hayes is doing this act just because he's got this gig on MSNBC? Do you think right. there's any, it's not a possibility.
And shit, we're willing to do Jesus stuff, so why not?
Right. I mean, yeah.
Big news from this guy.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education.
commerce.
Commerce. And let's see. Oh my. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Jeez. Fuck you, dude.
Rick God. Perry, former governor of Teja.
You know, that's why. See, Jeb is a buffoon like Rick Perry. But with Rick Perry, there's just such joy when he fucks up. Like, it's funny. He forgot the third agency and everyone's laughing.
Yeah, he's
it's not sad.
He's a laughable dummy.
This guy's
he's
begging.
A fun dummy. So was George.
Yeah.
Right?
But Jeb's on his knees begging me to clap. My God, it's you disgust me. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, right.
Stop it.
There was so much. There was really so much.
You're disgusting.
Please clap.
Oh, thank you.
Please clap.
Oh, my God. It's this horrible. Oh, the douche chills.
Rick Perry.
Ugh, what a fucking bag of dicks.
You know, had some legal issues going on.
Okay.
He was under felony charges of shenanigans.
Oopsie.
Abuse of power type shit. Corruption. Oops. I don't know what the specific one was.
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans.
Because
oops.
He had you remember there was a group of corruption, there was a corruption panel that he had formed.
Then
like the chairperson of the panel, she got into a Democrat.
She
got into an accident,
right?
Drunk off her balls.
Oh yeah.
And like drunk, and then there's like video of it.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Drunk off her
jeez,
asshole.
Guys, come on!
And he demanded her resignation. She's like, "No, I sobered up. Fuck you. I'm staying."
You can't drive drunk in Texas. Really? Who are you gonna hit?
Right.
Honestly,
you could relax. Only for carrying a gun. You have to have a gun. Yeah,
you have to have the gun.
She had no gun, so they decided to arrest her. So he's like, quit. She's like, fuck you. And he says, well, I'm going to defund the whole panel.
Why is that illegal?
And they're just like, you can't do that kind of shit. You can't swing the big cock of the governor around slump. Like that.
Right.
For that type of thing. It just doesn't work that way.
Oopsie.
For a panel that it's not like one of his staff. He could fire her if it was one of her staff.
Sure.
But these were like,
these are elected.
I think so, or something like that.
Appointed. Or something. Horrendous.
Well, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, there was one by one, the charges have been whittled down to one big giant one, which is the big
whittled.
Federal charge.
Whittled.
And today, hump day, Wednesday.
Hell yes.
February 24th. The year of our Lord. Fuck you.
In a 6-2 ruling,
right.
Texas court. Texas
oh, shit.
Court.
Fuck you, boy!
Of criminal appeals.
You, buddy!
Has dismissed the abuse of power charges looming over the wonderful governor.
All right.
Rick Perry.
And another thing, he's white!
He's very white.
He's white! God damn.
He called it a political witch hunt.
Oh, yes.
Even though
he's a.
I believe he was indicted by a Republican panel, and earlier courts were Republicans. Everybody saw shenanigans in it.
Yeah. But it's a witch hunt. Fad.
So there you go. I guess the prosecutors can try to appeal, but who knows? It's for all intents and purposes, it's probably DED dead.
Wow. Sorry, guys. That's what happens when you fuck with Rick Perry.
Right.
He just doesn't see. I mean, to me, the shocking thing about this was like he engineered this. I mean,
what do you mean?
Yeah, I guess it's not complicated.
Well, it's not that complicated. Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just like actually, it's stupid, right? It's the dumbest thing he could have done.
Yeah, this isn't some heist movie.
I mean, my God, he was the governor. He could have fucked with her in so many fucking ways that would be like kind of covert.
Yeah.
And sneaky, but he's dumb. I thought you were going to say, I forgot the story. I thought he was arrested for jacking off in his car and then finishing right outside.
No, that was a cop. That was a couple days ago.
God.
Excuse me.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy, man? He must be so fucking frustrated with himself. Because the only conversation you could be having in your head the day after that happens is like, why did I have to do that?
You're right.
What was I thinking? Why could I just not have jacked off? Oh, my God.
Big news today. Another, I don't know, super group gets together. Or a famous duet formed today.
Okay.
Today, during a forum at Regent University.
Fuck you.
Oh, God. That's that Jesus place. Is that where, what's his fuck, went and announced his candidacy and everyone?
No, that's Liberté.
Oh, okay. Another weird Jesus
place. This is
place.
The other one. Yeah, okay. This is Regent.
Great.
Well, you just got to listen. Here we go.
God. Who is this?
Forum. Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump.
Awesome.
And then you'll get to hear in a moment.
Who's a pussy? Does he call anybody a pussy
in this?
Being
interviewed by Donald J. Trump.
One last question. I know David's got some questions from the audience, but
Pat fucking Robertson.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Pat Robertson.
Who has more money?
Trump.
Wow, that's you're really confident. I mean, because Pat Robertson is one of the kings of this industry.
Yeah.
Of making money off the dumb people industry. And he had a diamond mine that he sold.
Right.
He's got less than Trump?
Yeah.
You got to be shitting me.
I thought the estimates we saw that one time was up to $1 billion for Pat.
Oh.
But God. Trump is multiple billions.
Oh, okay. Multiples.
One last question. I know David's got some questions from the audience, but Scalia just died. He was a dear friend here at Regent, a dear friend of all of us, and a great justice. The court was in a conservative mode, 5-4, on a lot of votes anyhow. And now we've got the next president may have Ginsburg, but you know, there may be three judges.
Right.
What criteria would you use to
Well, we have some good ones. We have Judge Alito, who's terrific. Sam,
yeah,
terrific.
Oh, he's heinous. God. Heinous. Alito, terrific. I think, you know, as much as Jabba the Gun.
Yes.
Arrest his big fat lardish. That Scalia, as heinous as Scalia was,
right?
Really, far more insidious and nasty is that Alito,
right?
Reptilian dickwad who is really he's the one who, when the president kind of chastised the SCOTUS during that one speech,
SCOTUS,
he said Citizens United was a bad decision. It's going to open up to unlimited money and possibly foreign power money.
Oh, my God.
And Alito, famously, you could see him at the State of the Union, and he goes, "That's not true."
What a dick.
That's not true.
Who the fuck would do that at the State of the Union?
Meanwhile, here we are a few years later.
It's not how to behave.
Guess what?
It's true.
It's 100% true. Although Jeb kind of throws a wrench in the that whole argument, but you know what? On from there, yeah.
You know what just made, you said Jeb. They were trying to brand him like you'd see his name. There's always an exclamation point at the end, right? Jeb, right?
Right, right.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
Please clap.
It's the opposite of an exclamation point.
Well, it shows how desperate they were because they couldn't get that last name off of the materials fast enough early on the campaign, right?
Because
they knew that George is a big, giant, 1,000-pound albatross around
his
neck. And that everybody thinks he's a shitty president and et cetera, war criminal. And then by the end of it,
shit got real.
He's like, "Here's my brother. I love him. Look, he wants me to be president. Please vote for me."
Right.
"Look, my brother loves me." And Jeb's like, and George's like, "I'm here to hit my brother."
It shouldn't have been like Jeb exclamation point. It should have been Jeb ellipses, like dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, question
Something
mark.
Like that. Jeez.
Here's more Donald.
Perfect.
Pat Robertson.
We have Judge Thomas, who I think is a terrific judge.
He's good, right?
Real strong, very, very good guy. Yeah. And we have some that didn't work out as well. I mean, if you look at Justice Roberts, he could have killed Obamacare twice. Mm-hmm. No matter what he does, it's like, you know, he was appointed by Bush.
Maybe he's doing what's fucking constitutional, you red-faced dick.
Fuck you! God, it's horrible.
I'm sure he's not.
Red-faced dick.
No, that Roberts is voting anything but politically.
Yes.
By the way, I will tell you that Senator Cruz is the one that pushed him. He was the one that most wanted him. In fact, he wrote editorials, but you got to have Roberts. You got to have Roberts. And Justice Roberts was a terrible, terrible situation because He approved Obamacare when everybody said it was going to be terminated. He was the vote that said we're going to keep it.
He
had a second time at it, which would have also killed it.
You hear Pat?
Trump almost sounded like he went into that thing where, you remember that? God, I wish I could remember the quote, but he was talking about something and he kind of got excited about it. And his voice had this weird, like, intonation. At the end of it, he's a coup. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was the weirdest sounding thing he's ever fucking said. And it was his intonation at the end that made it very strange. It was like, it sounded like this.
No, I don't know.
Do you remember? You don't remember that?
No,
it was
no,
like,
no.
God damn. Oh, it was nuts. Shit.
Here's more.
Terminated. He was the vote that said we're going to keep it.
So it was
then he had a second time at it, which would have also killed it, and he passed it then too. And some of the other judges are the conservative. I mean, the rumors are that some of them wouldn't even speak to him. Mm-hmm. But what he did was terrible. Now, he was a Bush appointee, and he was really proposed. The one that pushed him harder than anybody, Cruz, Senator Cruz. And so Senator Cruz gave us Obamacare in a true sense, because any good can. It's true. How? In fact,
the crowd's kind of like, wait a second.
He's going into these people and telling them Ted Cruz is a piece of shit.
Right.
That takes a
ball. Yep.
Bush appointee, and he was really proposed. The one that pushed him harder than anybody, Cruz, Senator Cruz. And so Senator Cruz gave us Obamacare in a true sense, because any good can. True. It's true. How? In fact, you have right now.
See, but. You hear them laughing.
Yeah.
And on some level, it's so absurd that those people would probably vote for him because they just respect how hard he's going after.
Hard.
How hard he's going after Cruz.
Do you think he does, like, I think he does the one thing he shouldn't do sometimes. Like he's got to go into that crowd. It's like, what is the one thing I can say that will totally fuck them up?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that seems like what he's not afraid to do. Like, he went into that room, and he knew that everybody in there loved Ted Cruz because it's a bunch of evangelicals. So what did he do? He
takes a big squat and shit in the face
right,
of Ted Cruz.
The worst truth ever you could tell these people. He's saying Ted Cruz brought us Obamacare. Oh, my God. Those people, they must have a visceral reaction to that. It was like,
they laughed, some of them.
They have editorials where he wrote actually papers on why he should be the one chosen, signed by Ted Cruz. So, I mean, he has been, no matter what he does, he's been a disastrous judge because Obamacare is killing everybody. It's killing everybody.
So, one more question. In your selection as president, what criteria would you use to pick somebody?
Pro-life.
We want.
You want him back. He won them back.
Yes, he did.
He shit on Ted Cruz, but he's going to save the babies.
That is, you know, I honestly think that is some deep thinking. That is not, like, he knows he's going to piss them off. He can take a jab at Ted Cruz, right? And it's really going to piss them off.
And then whip out a fetus.
Dude, it's just such a layup.
Right?
It's such a layup. Oh, God. These stupid people allow you to do amazing things. Like, that's what we're learning from Trump.
I saw an interview with one of these Trumpalos, and it was an older white dude.
Perfect.
And they said, why do you like Donald Trump? Pro-life.
Oh, my God.
He's pro-life.
God, you know.
And the interviewer said, well, you know, he hasn't always been.
Right.
Like 15 minutes ago, he was ripped that thing out of there.
Right. And if your thing is pro-life, you've got two other people that, to me, it's a lot
be more pro-life.
It's a lot more of a believable, you know.
But the guy said, "No, he's pro-life. He evolved, and now he is going to save the babies."
Their base is dumb. His base is stupid.
Right.
Did he say that today? There's some kind of quote flying around. I'm thankful for all the ignorant people. Or
I've got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's finish this clip up first.
What criteria would you use to pick somebody?
Pro-life.
Pro-life.
We want. Starts with that. starts with. Very conservative, very, very smart. I mean, like Judge Scalia would be a perfect, you know, that's, he was like a perfect.
Let's just dig him up.
Dig him up.
Put some stuffing in him.
Yeah, I'm going to Frankenstein the motherfucker.
Like some of these, you know, did you.
I'm going to bring it back to life.
Did we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it, it was on our Facebook, but it was, I thought it was just, it might have been obscure enough that I didn't talk about it, that this, but there was a Republican, some asshole in Arizona, a lawyer, I don't know if he's involved in the party and stuff, not even an elected official or a honcho, but he was on TV being interviewed saying that he thought, and there was no joking, there was no irony, he thinks that the several of the cases that Scalia has already heard and may have written notes about, may have already expressed a verbal opinion about, he thinks they should just vote for what Scalia would have wanted.
What? That doesn't make any fucking
absurd.
Sense.
Right. And I put it on our Facebook and people shat all over him rightfully and stuff. But I thought it was something obscure.
So fucking
but
dumb.
Now I'm seeing other stories of these ninnies popping up saying the same thing.
What would Scalia do?
Other pundits saying that, well, we know how he would have voted on this. He was a very strong blah, 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 blah. They should, the court should just acknowledge that he. How does that. They're saying, let's let the dead guy vote. These are the people who are instituting voter ID laws because of all the voter fraud.
Why don't they just drag that bloated fuck back in the court and weekend at Bernie's him and make his mouth move?
Let's let the dead guy vote.
Let him be a puppet.
Perfect. He was a perfect representative. I've always said that Justice Thomas doesn't get enough credit.
He's a wonderful man.
He is. He's a wonderful man. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And I've always said, and as I said, Judge Alito is a terrific guy. In that realm is what we're talking about.
Where is
in that
this?
Realm?
Where is this? This is Regent
University.
In where? Texas? Wherever this is, secede, please. Just go home. Go away. Form your own little horrible little Afghanistan-like fucking country, and you have that. Because most of America doesn't fucking want that, you assholes. You fucking asshole.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Gross. Just fuck right off.
Is where Regent Universitat is.
Go away. Country of Virginia, congratulations. You'll do great. Everybody will love you guys. Anyway. Fucking Taliban.
Republican presidential candidate.
That's the guy is very civilized.
Republican presidential candidate. Here's the one I wanted.
Donald Trump.
This is during the acceptance speech last night in Nevada.
Fuck you.
Donald Trump with 44% of the vote at that point. Rubio in second, Cruz in third. They declared him the big winner. Here is part of his acceptance speech.
Yes.
So we won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
I love the poorly educated. And then you hear the audience.
No shit, baby.
Fuck yeah!
Oh my God. This is like, and to all the C students, even you could be president, but on fucking steroids.
I love the poorly educated.
Oh my
God. Of course you do. There'd be no one in that room.
No shit, idiot. We won upon. I love the poorly educated.
Poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. We're the smartest people. We're the most loyal people. And you know what I really am happy about? Because I've been saying it for a long time. 46% with the Hispanics. 46%. Number one with Hispanics.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Like eight Hispanics declared themselves Republicans.
Right.
And four of them apparently said that they voted Trump.
Why?
So that's kind of a...
How do you vote
to
Trump?
Crow about that? I think the number's about 3,000. Yes. I think.
Oh my God!
In actuality,
but that's a lot. How do you vote Trump if
that's
you're
ridiculous.
Not white and straight?
Right.
It doesn't seem like he has a lot to offer you otherwise.
But one of the theories is that there's a lot of
he wants to build a wall around you.
One of the theories is that he made all of his Hispanic workers from Trump Casino go out and vote for him, for him.
Oh, geez.
Run up the numbers.
Oh, my God. So ridiculous.
So, yeah, he loves the poorly educated.
That's so fucking funny.
That's like a cartoon. It really is. Like that's something you would see on a Saturday Night Live sketch. Yeah. I love the poorly educated. Ha, 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 ha. Everybody laughs.
I'm trying to remember that quote where Trump sounds so weird when he's talking. And it's like at the end of it, we got to play it. It's the funniest fucking.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
I'll do it again. He got a little doo-doo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember that?
I kind of do.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Somebody's got to know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not insane.
I kind of remember the.
God, it was so funny. We played it on the show. It's ridiculous.
A little bit more from this Regent University thing at Pat. Yes. You know, this is Pat Robertson's. Like, Liberty was Falwell's,
okay,
right? And now apparently
that other whore,
apparently by some miracle of the Lord,
right,
the university that Jerry Falwell founded,
Jesus Christ,
the empire he built, somehow his son is perfectly suited and qualified to step right in and run everything.
What a coincidence.
The Lord apparently anointed him too.
Wait,
with that magic sperm,
mysterious ways.
Here's a little bit more of Donald, of this bullshit from Regency. Yeah.
I think we're really doing well. It looks like we're on a great trend, and we have tremendous support, and we have amazing people in this country. And one of the most amazing people in the whole country is our great friend, Pat. Will you come out here, Pat? Look at him.
So he was
Pat
speaking to the crowd.
From Saturday Night Live.
now they're lowering Pat in from the rafters.
Are they flying him in? Oh, one of the swings.
One of the great people.
Oh. Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Good time.
Wonderful. Thank you. Man, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. It's great
you
to be here.
You inspire us all.
You inspire us all.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing better than white people just sucking the dick of other white people.
You
These white people,
so.
Don't they love each other? Oh, God, they really fucking love each other. White people love other white people so fucking much, man.
So they're going to make air conditioners. They're going to sell them across the border. Probably have illegals walk them in because it's cheaper that way. You know, nobody checks them. Well, no.
So now he's talking about carrier. Where they, you know, that is it Indiana, I think, where they're closing a factory. They had just gotten some tax breaks and shit, and now they're like, we're gonna save money. And I think we played the clip of it. That was the one where the guy's like, "Fuck you," when the representative from the company was like, "Well, I just want to announce to everyone that we will be shuttering this factory and moving the jobs down to."
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, telling everybody you're out of a job.
Right. And I don't know, man. Like, how are you gonna? What was he talking about? People bringing air conditioning units over the border?
Guy, yeah. Do you remember the spin, though, the factory game was like that factory toady was like, but, you know, we're going to move things down to this plant in Mexico and save so much money. But don't worry, our high quality will still continue.
Who gives a fuck?
He's telling the people he's putting out of work. Don't worry. Mexicans are going to be able to do your job for half of it and
better.
Just as well.
Better
yeah.
even, maybe.
We're going to pay some 8-year-old Mexican 4 cents a day.
How's that? How do you say that? That's insane.
Because those little bastards don't want breaks and
right.
things like that and 40-hour work weeks.
Nobody checks them. So, you know, just every illegal gets an air conditioner, walks across. Well, Ford does the same thing, you know, and they're probably when they, you know, Ford's building a $2.5 billion plant and they'll have illegals drive the cars across the border.
Jesus
Christ.
He's doing well with the crowd.
Let me tell you something.
He's doing his illegal 5 minutes.
I don't know. That'd be quite a workout. You imagine you get an air conditioner unit, you hold it over your head and wade across the Rio Grande.
It's usually bales of weed, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
they can, you're saying they can handle an air conditioning
unit?
Right. Those things are heavy.
Got those calves.
No one's walking across the border with an air conditioning unit, you fuck nut.
So it's very sad. Honestly, it's very sad. It's so bad that sometimes you have to laugh. You can't even believe it.
There you go.
Sometimes you have to laugh. Nobody talks like him. That's got to be why he's doing so well with these idiots. Nobody has ever tried just not giving a shit what you say and just not caring.
Right?
And say whatever you want to say. And he's winning. He's running away with it.
Right?
It's insane.
They thought he was doomed last week in that debate.
Nope.
When he just filled his body with Indian food and then squatted right over the face of George W. Bush.
Yes.
And that administration.
Ah!
That they lied us into Iraq. He didn't just say,
I want to get that image off my hard drive.
He didn't say it was a wrong decision. He said they lied.
He gave
about the WMDs.
He gave George Bush a hot Carl.
And everybody was like, that's it. He's done.
Yes.
He's done.
They were like, please.
He, you can't go after GW like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens? He won in South Carolina.
Right.
And he fucking killed in Nevada.
Bring us another Cleveland steamer, baby.
So the guy is pretty immune.
Yeah, he's nuts.
I really don't know.
Well, what? It's like he just runs in. He goes into a room, lights everything on fire, and stands there. He's like, okay, what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Right, right.
Hey.
It's beyond.
I don't have any shame.
It's inexplicable.
Right.
Now, did you see yesterday? This has got to be one of my favorite moments. Possibly of the whole campaign so far.
Hold on a sec. That's crazy.
Only because it mixes up. It's another mixture of two of our favorites. One being Donald Trump.
Yes.
And the other one being this guy.
Sorry state of the Western world. I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
So, in Nevada yesterday.
Okay.
I guess it's very strange. They're very loose there with their election rules.
Oh, sure.
Because one of the problems
they're loose with a lot of
some
things.
People were complaining, the election workers, some of them were wearing, like, Make America Great Again hats.
You can't do that.
They can.
No.
Yeah, they can.
Isn't that electioneering?
It's a state law.
God.
They can.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I know, it's ridiculous. So,
what the fuck?
And apparently, it's really loose.
Nevada
because,
sucks.
Because at one of these events, one of these places actually where they were Caucasianing.
Cock.
It was a big crowd
In
a hall where I guess they were at, Palo Verde High School.
All right.
Where they were going to be caucusing, I guess maybe later or something. So I guess they got there early.
Pre-cock.
And because they're not caucusing yet, I guess you could pundit. You could electioneer.
Oh.
Speaking on stage.
Okay.
Was Glenn Beck.
Was he trying to get people to vote for Ted Cruz?
He was on stage making his case to vote Cruz.
Shit.
It was a large crowd. They were listening to him. You know Glenn's good.
Right.
When all of a sudden, there was a disruption.
Oh, shit.
In the back of the room.
There's been a disruption in the force.
Donald fucking Trump himself.
No shit.
Shows up.
No fucking
shit. With his entourage,
shit. Unscheduled,
unannounced.
Doesn't give a shit.
Everybody leaves Glenn Beck. Everybody walks away from Glenn Beck. And according to this, quote, Beck stood in silence on the stage.
Sad Beck.
Looking on helplessly.
Oh, I love it.
As his event was overtaken by Trump. They gave Trump the mic.
They took the mic. God, Glenn, what in the fuck?
And it's funny, I was watching or I was listening to MSNBC at the time, and they just happened to have a live remote going from that exact moment.
Fuck you, baby.
Here is a little of the moment where Donald Trump comes in, silences Glenn Beck just with his, just by walking in.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, Donald Trump has just walked into this location, and here's Donald Trump walking into this caucus location live. Glenn Beck is actually speaking on behalf of Ted Cruz right now, and who we're looking at right here is Donald Trump.
You could hear, up until that point, you could hear Glenn's talking in the background but the visual is this giant auditorium with tables and shit, but then it's like ants all pouring into, like, they poured sugar in the corner. Oh, yeah, all the ants are scurrying away from the stage.
Right.
And Glenn's up there talking about how great Ted Cruz is.
Damn. Have hopefully a historic night in New Hampshire. It was amazing. In, as you know, South Carolina last week. Get over there and vote. Make America great again. Remember that. Make America great again.
Meanwhile, during this, Glenn Beck is just on the stage.
Oh, yeah. Is he just sitting there?
He's standing
there.
What's
he doing? What's he tweaking his nipples?
Oh, spectacular.
What's he wearing? What's Sad Beck wearing?
I don't have a visual of Beck. I just have...
guys, we don't have a visual of Glenn because the camera's on Trump.
Donald? Yeah.
Nobody cares. Oh, my God.
Running up to the event, he tweeted, Donald's
like Bono.
Donald tweeted, Ted Cruz only talks tough on immigration now because he did so badly in South Carolina. He's in favor of amnesty and weak on illegal immigration.
He's weak.
Ted Cruz lifts the Bible high into the air and then lies like a dog over and over again. The evangelicals in South Carolina figured him out and said no. See, he's thrilled about that one. That's from what I've heard the pundits talking about.
Yeah.
That was a blow to the Ted Cruz campaign. Really? Was losing the evangelical vote to Trump in South fucking Carolina.
It's so Jesus-y there.
And in Nevada also.
Trump, man, he's got the, I don't know what it is, he's got the secret sauce. You know, and everybody loves it. They can't get enough.
Oh, fucking hilarious. Silences Glenn Beck.
Oh, God.
Preening up on the stage.
Hey, squirt a little over here.
I've got a little, I will save that maybe for Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday, every Friday on Crab Diving. Fuck you.
Well, after that happened, yes. I do have, Glenn Beck.
Is he crying?
A little bit of a reaction.
Nobody likes me.
Let's see what we got here.
Why does God give you a voice if you can't do anything about it?
He is so sad.
God.
He is so crestfallen. This is sad, Glenn. Why does God give you a voice?
Well, and this is Glenn.
Does he have pouty lips?
This is also Glenn. This is sad Glenn with just a voice recorder in his hotel room. After he's had the mic taken away from him.
Do you think he's...
And then, this is after the election, or the caucus.
Right.
So now he knows that Ted Cruz... came in third.
Oh, my God.
And that Donald Trump wiped the fucking floor.
Do you think Beck was so upset? Do you think he actually called room service and, like, had to eat some, like, he, like, was sad.
Send me a boy to kill.
Oh, yes. And I need some pudding. I need comfort.
Yeah.
God give you a voice if you can't do anything about it? Why does God tell you what is coming when you can't do anything about it?
I know, Glenn. I know.
This is a manifesto.
Oh, my God. I know.
Do you think he's naked in the bathroom?
Yes, absolutely.
Cutting his thighs with a razor blade.
He's cutting himself. No, he's in the bathtub.
This is
a pause.
That's a pause, by the way. That's a good 10-second pause.
Get ready.
I got up this morning and I thought, what am I going to say to people? Tuesday is your last chance, America. Super Tuesday is your last chance.
Super.
Everybody's making this about politics.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, he's basically
Everybody's making this about politics.
He's saying the same thing
fucking
that Ted Cruz's dad has been saying. All the Cruzies have been saying is that if Ted Cruz doesn't get the presidency,
yes,
America's done.
Oh, I agree.
His father gave it 30 years, remember? I gave it 30 years before it's over.
Apocalypse. Apocalypse.
Everybody thinks I'm sitting here talking about Ted Cruz because I don't know, I get money from Ted Cruz and I just don't like Donald Trump because I was in his office asking him for money or whatever the hell his excuse is.
This reminds me.
Remember those tapes from Judy Garland?
Right. Oh,
where
yes.
She's out of her mind on
something.
A lot of things.
Raging. She's just raging. Yeah. She's mad.
And they handed her a tape recorder and said, just record. Just talk about your life.
Right.
And she starts screaming about the poison media. I remember that shit.
The studio system.
And her ex-husbands and shit like that.
Everybody caught a little.
Oh, this is great.
I'm not standing for Ted Cruz. I'm standing for the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm standing for the principles we all swore to each other, to our families, and to ourselves on September 11th we would never forget.
God, if I've got the hotel room near this asshole.
I'm banging on the wall. I'm like, hey, Glenn, keep it down.
I'm calling the desk, front desk. There's some lunatic raving.
Did Stu have to come over and console him and rub his shoulders?
I think Pat and Stu are holding down the fort in Texas, man.
Oh, right. Are they in the fake Oval Office?
They are.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
There is a storm coming of biblical proportions. A storm coming beyond your recognition. When the economy collapses. When our currency is worth toilet paper. Who do you want? Who do you want handling our nation? You want somebody who is...
Who do you want fondling our nation?
Wait. Were they in charge when our currency turned to toilet paper? Then they suck!
This is my favorite Glenn Beck rant, really I think, of all time.
This is something. Now, wait. You're telling me you have no visual on him. This is into a recorder.
This is a recording
can't
only.
Can't see what he's wearing. We can't see his big fat ham face!
Correct. We just have to use
our
mind's eyes.
Divided us? Who is grooming brown shirts? I was at the caucus last night. I've never seen anything like it.
He's grooming.
These.
What
he's
does that
grooming
mean?
Brown shirts.
Meaning what?
Hitler's brown shirts were the people that were part of the party that would go around and enforce Hitler-y law at the beginning.
You know who Glenn Beck is? He's a guy who's watched too much fucking Discovery Channel. That's all. Anybody that gets to Hitler that quickly, you got to watch that fucking History Channel on the weekends or something.
Brown shirts.
You fucking weirdos.
And now listen to him because he's like, I was at the caucus.
Cock.
This is what he, now this is what we're talking about.
Oh, yes.
This is what we just played
with him.
Here we go. Where he sadly was,
insane.
A bigger cock came into the room, right?
Yes. Oh, no, not a bigger one.
Last night, I've never seen anything like it. These Trump supporters were beyond recognition as anything I've ever seen.
Did you hear how he spat that out?
Rude, vile, nasty.
These Trump supporters. This is like Salieri.
Yeah.
In the Mozart play.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like that dude in Othello. He sounds like Iago describing Othello.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the Moor.
It's definitely Greek theater.
This is heightened. This is heightened.
I don't want to say all of them, but there's enough of them. And the ones that I met that were nice, I don't know how you can stand in the same room with them. I don't know if you look at, how do you look at those people and say, wait a minute, that's what my guy is encouraging. I have some audio to play for you from yesterday. That's what my guy is encouraging.
He's so pissed off.
Let me tell you about my guy.
Oh my
God. My guy has been encouraging me to do things. My guy. He's nuts.
He's been emasculated.
I know. He had his nards nipped off. He was emasculated
on stage
by Trump.
Trump walks in.
Here, hand me that microphone, please. Every, the one you're talking to, give it to me.
But he was,
I'm going to talk on it now.
This is a real.
Everybody said the same thing. I want change. Boy, America, you are going to get change.
Oh, fuck.
Don't you even hear yourself when you say that? Because you were the ones that stood up and said, change to what? Hope and change, Mr. Barack Obama. Mr. Barack Obama supporters, change to what?
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Like, what are we changing to? What are we changing to? What do I morph into?
Mr. Barack Obama, hope and change.
I want to change. Would you want to be a werewolf for like, if you have to change into another animal, if you have the power to change, to shapeshift into another animal of your choice, it can only be one. What would it be?
Well, I want
to
fly like a like a hawk or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. Like a, oh, that's cool.
Think?
Oh, yeah. I want to fuck some shit up, though.
Like an 8-foot hawk.
Right.
I just want change. Oh, dear God. Why is a
I want the visual.
He's William.
It upsets me that he has deprived history.
He's like William Shatner.
Of the visual of what's going on here.
I just want change. Oh, dear God. Why is a man given a voice? Why is a man given the vision of what is to come if he can't do a damn thing about it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is spectacular. Oh my God.
No, no, listen. This is like Willie Loman shit.
This is amazing.
Honestly, it's theater. This is fucking straight up theater. Death of a fucking salesman.
If he can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, right.
As I wondered what to say to you this morning, and I still don't know.
Oh, my God.
All that went through my head over and over again. And I know that what this means for my business, and I know what this means for my friends, and I know what this means for my family, because Dana Loesch is going to the FBI because she's getting death threats.
Dana Loesch.
I know. I'm so sorry. Donald Trump. I mean, tubers. He's going down the tubers. Remember that?
Oh, you
That's
do.
What it was. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was...
That's it. I just thought of it. Oh, my God. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Those little squirrels running around.
Get out of there, fucker!
Because Dana Loesch is going to the FBI because she's getting death threats. Oh, I know another very famous media reporter that is also on the highest level of security because of the death threats that's coming in on them. I know what all of this means. Just in your business, I know what it means. In your popularity, I know what it means. But all I heard this morning was, silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Oh, yes. God.
Hit the gong there.
I'm going to share something I found in the Washington Post.
Jesus.
From a...
what the fuck?
From a professor at Harvard.
I think this is almost over.
Who says, I never understood the 1930s until right now.
That's the clip we've got from Right Wing Watch.
God, I'll never understand the 1930s until right now.
Right.
He is so fucking, you know, the country is just going down the tubers.
That was amazing.
Really?
That was an amazing
It really back. Was. He's nuts, man. I mean, that was like... Did he write that?
Because you have a very dishonest newspaper up here. It's also a failing newspaper. It's going down the tubers.
There you go.
That's insane. It's going down the tubers.
So thank you, Glenn Beck.
Do you think he read that? Do you think he wrote that down?
No, Glenn? I don't think so.
I mean, that one was something else. I mean, it's thought. That one seemed well thought out. God.
I mean, he does start it.
Was he in
like,
the zone?
He does start it even almost like a.
Why does God give you a voice if you can't do anything about it?
Bam. You know, at that moment, you are. Glenn Beck is in the motherfucking zone.
Yeah.
And he knows.
He's already
he
warmed
fucking
up.
He knows. He's locked the fuck in.
Oh, God.
He's in the back zone, baby. Fuck everyone.
I'm really
fuck you.
Enjoying the fuck out of that clip. So, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are here every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. live for you. Yay. Then we drop as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher. If you get us from iTunes to Stitcher, hey, leave us a good review if you enjoy this shit that we do here.
Right.
For y'all.
You know, I'm so sorry. This thing, we mentioned Jabba the Hutt earlier when we were doing our Scalia imitation.
Yes.
And, What Star Wars band do you prefer? Do you favor the band that was on the
it's a no-brainer.
The sail barge where Jabba was?
No, the cantina.
Or the cantina.
Yeah, the cantina.
Even with that fucking little elephant guy. Hilarious.
Well, they were great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both good.
Right. But you're right. I go with the cantina as well. Kate, note it down.
I've got a story here from Germany?
Nine!
A mayor...
Hogan?
Of the city of Quickborn, named Thomas Koppel, was, I believe, in his office.
Vatican.
Or wherever. But... I think he was at his office.
Oh, yes.
He was online
In
the course of a political debate.
Okay.
to his Facebook or something.
Right.
And went and surfed to the German Constitution.
Okay.
Took a screenshot and posted the Constitution as a, you know.
Right.
Look at what this says here.
Fräulein.
On his Facebook. However, he forgot to do something.
Oh, shit.
He forgot to crop out the tabs.
Yes.
That were in his browser tabs that were open.
You fucking idiot. You're sending out a screenshot. Your shit has to be on lockdown, motherfucker. Idiot.
Among the other pages shown, open.
Oh man. So bad.
Punishment porn videos.
Perfect.
Another one.
Yes.
BDSM porn videos.
My favorite.
And another one. German slut punished.
Oh yes. Well, listen. That's in everybody's, you know.
Why does it got to be like torture porn and shit? Why? I mean,
German slut punish.
Play to those stereotypes, right?
Yeah, right.
It would have been funnier if he was a brony.
I know that would have been amazing.
Clopper, whatever.
It seems like the British like to hit people, and they like, I don't know, things made out of leather shoved inside of them. I mean, I don't know.
He did confess that he's
a slut punisher
looking at the porn sites, but
yes.
He says he was merely getting, quote, clued up on BDSM.
Clued up.
After hearing two guys talking about it while waiting for a ski lift. Listen to this. I did not know what it was, this BDSM thing. So I was waiting to ski. I heard two men talking about it. So, you know, I did some Google.
Want to know the context. I thought you were going to say he was doing the old Pete Townsend. I'm doing research. I am Batman after these evil BDSM practitioners.
He says he didn't actually watch any porn.
Okay, just like you like to have that tab open?
Because his internet connection was too slow.
Oh, bullshit. You live in Germany. It's not like you live here, dude. I would believe you here, but not there.
So instead, he just read the Wikipedia entry on 50 Shades of Grey.
Ah! Oh, my God.
This is some...
What the fuck?
This is some spectacular level bullshit.
Well, also,
this
too,
is spectacular lying.
Can you imagine the moment you realize that's the screenshot you just sent out?
Well, he didn't fucking notice it. It's
you fucking idiot.
He gets the first notice back on it.
Oh, right. That's
is
true.
when the heart sinks.
You
I don't think he sits there
idiot.
And looks at it and goes, because he would have taken it down right away, which it's down.
But
by the way,
it's out forever though. Somebody saved it, or
I would hope so.
Oh, and the last thing was, amazing. Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
I wonder what tabs Rob Ford has had open on his browser. Be careful when you do a screenshot. Screen grab.
Screenshot. One commenter said, "Are you going to change quickborn to quick porn?"
Stupid. Is that German humor? That's German humor
That's
for
German
you.
German humor for
they
you.
They don't listen. They don't do that, right? Like British people know they do humor well. I mean, you got Monty Python, you got this John Cleese,
yeah,
Christopher Guest. Wait, is he British?
No,
really? No. God, he seems so British to me. Okay, well, fuck that theory.
This close, yeah.
I don't know. Name me one funny fucking German. Do it. Not Hasselhoff. He doesn't count.
He's not, yeah.
Is he German?
Well,
he's big over there.
I think after a couple of generations.
God, explain that culture to me. David Hasselhoff is like their Tom Cruise. Insane.
I think that was irony, don't you?
Duh,
I mean, don't you think?
Duh,
right. Duh, don't you think duh, that was the Germans taking a piss, right? Or is the breaking a piss?
That was the Hasselhoff song, right? Dude, that was his big.
That was his.
God damn it. What? Who understands how? If you're an entertainer, you're a writer or whatever, how do you do well in Germany? How do you connect with their sense of humor? It seems non-existent.
You're right.
I mean, how do you make, you know. David Hasselhoff can fucking sing like a motherfucker. Oh, I'm serious. Now listen to that voice. Bullshit. He can honestly fucking sing. I'm done making fun of him. He's a great fucking singer. God, what the fuck were you doing driving around in Knight Rider and all that shit?
Do you remember when his daughters videotaped him out of his mind on the floor trying to eat? Like the pizza off the floor or something like that.
Well, listen, he's a great singer. He's a great singer. There are other aspects of his life. I don't know. Work on it. But what a voice.
I don't have a problem with somebody getting some drunk on and trying to eat pizza off the floor. Yes. But, the daughter didn't need to put that shit out on YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say the daughter here. I mean, Jesus Christ. She must hate the fuck out of him.
I think she put it
on YouTube.
She tried to pass that off as an intervention, right? I'm doing it for his own good because he needs help.
Her YouTube channel blew the fuck up after that, right? She got a whole deal. I don't know.
Yeah, horrible.
What in the fuck is he talking? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound like a Donald Trump supporter, but
take a poop on my face.
Your fucking language sounds insane. I don't mean it sounds like an asshole. I don't mean that. It's just he sounds weird. Whatever.
No offense.
No offense. Okay. It's Friday.
American only.
Wait. It's not even. It's what is it?
It's Wednesday.
Oh my God! It's only Wednesday. In the
sovereign state of Arkansas,
fuck you,
in the center of the country,
eat my dick,
Arkansas,
boy.
There there. I think we've talked about this guy before. I don't remember. Boo. I remember his name.
Hey, boy.
In that, he's some sort of a Republican dickwad.
Fuck ye.
I don't remember the exact content.
Hey, mate.
The shenanigans that we spoke of him before. But now, Senator Jason Rapert.
Mr. Rapert! Rapert. Say that T. You got to hit that T every time. He's gonna...
Rapert.
Oh, my God.
Set up a GoFundMe page, you know, a crowdfunding dealio.
For Rapert.
And he is trying to raise money for a project.
Okay.
As a preemptive strike last year.
Preemptive.
He and a group of...
Rapers.
He and a group of the rest of them in the state...
Okay.
...passed what they called the Ten Commandments Monument Act.
My fucking God. Just stop it.
Which they were hoping would protect them... from people
you.
Who like the Constitution.
Stop it, Rapert!
To say, don't put that shit up on public property.
I hate this kind of shit, man. What is their fucking problem?
They, Governor Asa Hutchinson,
Jesus.
Last April, signed this ridiculous law allowing a monument of the commandments be displayed at the Capitol.
Why in the news when you see stories about Afghanistan, these are the kind of people who are like, oh, that's what I want it to be like. That's perfect.
And this is what they're spending their time on again.
Jesus, what a waste.
Jobs, help the poor. Etc.
Where are we going to put some slabs of concrete with shit
put
written on
the
them?
The Lord's words.
I need a sign up to remind me to not covet my neighbor's wife.
Well, so Senator Rapert set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for the Ten Commandments Monument.
Eat
because
they
said they're going to pay for it with private funds. Oh, and it's not going to be state tax funds.
But it's going to be on the fucking state property, right?
He says it is legal because of the law that they passed. Quote, stating that there will be a monument honoring the moral foundation of law that will be placed on the Arkansas State Capitol grounds by the Secretary of State.
Oh, my God. Please, God, I'm praying to you. Please let there be photographs of this guy sucking a big old dick. Please.
So far, they're about 60% of the way on their goal. But now, bring in the baby eaters.
Yummy.
Bring in the evil American Humanist Association.
Right.
Who is
baby
now,
killers
issuing a legal challenge.
Oh shit.
They've sent them a letter first, strongly worded letter.
No, not a missive.
Which says you should stop raising money for this event.
Okay.
For this thing.
Right.
And quote, we urge Rapert.
Mr. Rapert,
to stop this project and turn his attention to the practical, real-world needs of all his constituents.
Oh, fuck that.
Both religious and non-religious.
No. Suck my dick. That's not my thing.
Senator Rapert receiveth the letter.
Rapert.
And Dunn lost his mind over it.
Did he wipe his ass upon it?
Senator Rapert ain't happy at all.
Fuck y'all!
About this event.
God damn it!
And has taken to his Facebook page.
Right.
To issue a video.
Oh, okay.
Where he is railing against the American Humanist Association and this. Obvious attack on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit, man.
Et cetera, et cetera. I'm vamping because I'm opening the video. Here it is.
Oh, no.
Here's a little bit of the opening. This
buffering.
This is an 18-minute verbal screed, 14-minute verbal screed.
Holy shit.
Of bat shittery.
That's amazing.
The funny part.
It's so long.
One of the many funny parts of this. A middle-aged white guy.
Oh, okay.
Let's just call him that.
Sure. Perfect. Straight.
Obviously, he's in his office. He identifies as straight.
Okay.
He's in his office. Behind him,
Weekends.
The United States of America flag.
Perfect.
The Sovereign Republic of Kansas flag. Some shit hanging on the wall. There's like a plate. And a
plaque
back above him.
Yes.
He should have shut off his television. Because on the television behind him this whole time is fucking O'Reilly.
Oh, come on.
O'Reilly Report.
I thought you were going to say gay porn.
That would have been amazing.
It's great.
Sailor
suckage.
Oh, somebody should do that. Should edit this video.
Oh, yeah.
And put just the worst gay porn.
Or the best.
Here's a little bit of it. Listen, he's so butthurt.
Yeah.
Well, good evening. I am joining you live here on Facebook. This is the second time that I've done this. And I'm going to give you just a very brief update this evening. Something that I felt like would be of interest to all of you. I see a couple of viewers have already joined. Please comment. Let me know what you're watching. Some breaking news, actually, this evening. I was working here at my office in Conway, Arkansas today, and I got a call from two reporters to ask for a comment about what I thought about the American Humanist Association threatening me to stop raising money for the Ten Commandments monument that's going to be erected on the...
Meanwhile, there's some crazy commercial behind him with some guy in a jet pack flying around. It's very distracting. Oh, God.
The grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol. So I'm coming tonight to share with you this news and ask you to help us out. We would like for you to let the American Humanist Society.
So he's rallying the troops. I'm going to skip forward a little
bit. American Humanist Society.
Skipping forward.
My word, what is this country coming to? And especially since I believe in the Appeal to Heaven organization. So, because Asa Hutchinson attends a church, he can't raise money and give it to any organization he wants to. Because state senators and representatives in this state may go to a church, they
can't raise money for an illegal, unconstitutional representation of their damn religion on public grounds.
It's insane. It's as if there's like a level of betrayal to the government, to the people they're supposed to serve or something.
Right.
I mean, they're doing something that's unconstitutional, or they're trying to make something happen that's unconstitutional. It's nuts.
They can't give to an organization. They can't be involved in public discussion and public comment. Folks, this is out of control, and it's wrong. So they go on to threaten me. God,
this is that bullshit. We can't force our Christianity into everyone's holes. Therefore, you're persecuting us.
Right. I want to shove a cross in your asshole, but you won't let me. I'm being oppressed.
Right.
What?
Stop oppressing me. Stop oppressing me.
God damn it. Leave me the fuck alone.
Say all manner of things. And, you know, I have a message for the American Humanist Association. I'm not speaking here on behalf of the state of Arkansas tonight. I'm not speaking here on behalf of the American History and Heritage Foundation that I support. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody but Jason Rapert, 43-year-old man living in Arkansas who happens to own a business and do other things. But this is what I say to your threat to my First Amendment rights. Here's what you can do with your letter.
Oh, here's an adult ripping up an official letter in front of his
cabin. Yes.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Here's what you can do with your threats.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm having none of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this country,
yeah, Mr. Rapert,
is based upon the founding principles of our founding fathers.
Here we go.
Oh,
here's the...
I'm so fucking pious. Here, fuck yep. you.
You have to listen to... You have to follow our religion's...
Right.
Ten commandments, of which...
Oh,
even though
God.
Our laws are based on them...
Oh, my God.
Okay, only two of them might be really legal or
illegal.
There
are so many...
But It's the thought that counts.
Oh, right, sure. God,
we're working on the others. I'd love to throw some whores in jail for coveting some shit.
How about doing some things to help the community, man? How about doing something about the homeless problem? There's so many things you could be doing.
The Lord wants Mr. Rapert running around.
I mean, it's a disservice to his constituents. It really is.
Well, is it?
He is not doing shit.
You don't think his constituents want that Ten Commandments, ridiculous Ten Commandments? Listen, no, they don't care. They want.
You got.
There's more of us here. Fuck you.
You don't give a baby everything they want because they don't know any fucking better.
Well, that's the problem, is that they're used to
their children
having been babied.
Ooh.
And now that the country's becoming more secular and brown and gay. That
secular brown
they can't
gay.
Fucking handle it.
Perfect.
They don't like equal treatment. They want their special privilege, and that's why this.
Yes,
that's the whole war on Christianity, right? It ain't.
Yeah,
it's a war on Christian privilege,
right?
Not a war on Christianity.
Don't fuck with my white privilege, motherfucker.
Well, that's Christian white privilege.
It's my white privilege.
Then throw a dick in there.
Oh wait, ow!
Christian white male privilege.
Quit throwing them dicks around.
Yeah, you've had a great run.
Yes.
Speaking of having a great run, we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Then you can listen to us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit at Amazon, hey, buy it through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Our hole is the prettiest.
It is. It's just... Freshly bleached holes.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.